to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, and welcome to 2016. Happy New Year. We are back after moving to a new apartment and getting all set up. This podcast is up and running, and so is wrestling. Welcome to 2016, the year of Roman Reigns.
Yes.
Right? Again.
Again, right?
The year of Roman Reigns. We're going to talk about this week and this month of wrestling, the most exciting, for me, the most exciting month of my life. Wrestling and my life. It's Rumble coming up, which is the beginning of the road to WrestleMania. And also, I'm born on January 21st. And so it's always when where the Rumble is. I'm the same age as WrestleMania. Mm. So it's just, I feel very connected. So it's always like WrestleMania, my age.
Exactly. But, so you'll never forget.
Yeah. And you heard him already. I got a really funny comedian guest who's also, and more importantly, a fan of wrestling, Jaquice Neal.
What's up?
Hello. We have never met.
We've never met, dude. This is our first time meeting. Today.
Yeah.
30 minutes ago.
That's right. And you messaged me and said, I'm an improviser and comedian in the same community as you, and I love wrestling. I was like, you're on the show.
Perfect.
That's all that matters, that you like wrestling and that you love comedy. That's what I'm trying to get those people on the show. So where do we begin? There's so many ways to begin.
I don't know,
let's talk about you for a second.
Let's do it.
So you are a wrestling fan for a long time?
Yeah, dude. I've been, first ever wrestling show I went to was 95.
Yeah. Wow, 95.
95.
Cool.
It was
my first show was 90. The first live event I went to was 91.
91.
Undertaker versus Ultimate Warrior in Nassau Coliseum.
Nice.
And Ultimate Warrior got zipped. Ultimate Warrior got zipped into a body bag by Undertaker, and I was like crying. My dad had to like hug me. I always talk about it, but it is like really funny.
I love it.
And we had like the worst seats, but I was taking pictures on like a throwaway camera.
Yeah.
I was so excited to develop them.
Yeah.
You know, and remember that when you didn't just see the fucking picture
you
took right away?
You saw it like 5 weeks later.
Yeah. You didn't get that instant gratification.
Right.
If my picture doesn't come out well, it doesn't matter. Someone else took the exact same picture that I wanted that I could pretend I took it.
Exactly.
And it's like, I actually stopped, I'm derailing this, but I stopped like recording stuff at events.
Yeah.
And
because you just
pictures.
Watch it through like the fucking screen.
Right. It's already going to be covered. Like you can get anything that you want. Though I did buy something recently at the Forum show I went to. But yeah, so 95.
We'll 95, yeah. But I would probably say my true wrestling fandom came like NWO when that was at the height of its like, and the Monday Night Wars, obviously. I think that's when like.
Yeah. But did WCW get you into wrestling?
WCW got me into wrestling. And then I left WCW and was a WWF fan.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people had that story.
Yeah.
For me, like, that's the time period that got me sucked into wrestling the most. Like, I was a fan of it. But then once that Monday Night Wars happened, I think a lot of people had that story. In the Attitude Era, it was like, yes. But I was always WWE.
Yeah.
Like, WCW always was, like, not my bag. I've said it a million times on this podcast that, like, the visuals, the aesthetics of WCW never clicked with me.
No.
Like, this looks like shit.
Yeah.
And Vince has always nailed the production
side. Yeah, dude.
The theatrics of it, which is my favorite part about wrestling. It's like
seriously,
the presentation.
Man.
And they always nailed it. But yeah, that's cool. So then you've watched since?
So here's the funny thing. I watched.
Feel free to admit your breaks. Everyone has breaks.
Oh yeah, I broke for a while. I watched religiously up until about 2003.
Yeah.
Which is subsequently when The Rock left. And I'm not saying I stopped watching because The Rock left, but around that time, and I watched a little bit up until 2004, and was like, this is terrible.
Well, here's the thing about The Rock leaving. This is something I never brought up. It's that, like, he left before he left.
He did.
You know
he
what I mean?
Left,
like,
yeah.
He, like, once he became a little famous, he started really breaking character. Like, he had that amazing character going about, like, I'm the best, I have the fanciest shoes.
Yeah.
Like, remember? And he was, like, The Rock speaking in third person in a way that was so committed. Like, he was so committed. Then he got some buzz and, like, famous, and then, because I remember those DVDs. I bought a Rock DVD. I was like, oh, I got to get these DVDs. And I bought one that I thought was from the right time period. It's like a 2001.
Right.
I forgot what it is. It's sitting right over there. And I watched it. I was like, nah, this is already Scorpion King Rock.
Yeah,
like this he's already too famous.
This is Pretty Boy Rock.
Right.
I mean, this is like when he turned it when he traded in like the $500 shirts.
Yeah.
For like just athletic gear.
Yeah. And just being like just a celebrity and like it was like who's more. And then
he left again, and that's when he came back, and I felt like he rejuvenated his character when he was like Hollywood Rock.
Yeah. Now what he's got going is great.
Now what he has going is great.
But it's not what I was into. It's like now.
Right.
Now it's it's a little bit more. Now it's cool. It's like he's back.
Now he's back.
It's cool.
Yeah.
But then I went and I found the DVD that's like a couple of years before that.
Yeah.
And it's called like The People's Champ. It's sitting right over there. That DVD is amazing. He takes you to his barber shop. He takes you to the place where he
I've seen that one.
Yeah, and he's a full character.
Yeah, dude.
He takes you like shopping with him. You like show him picking out the shirts, and then like he like talks about the prices. That's the Rock that like is amazing. So I'm saying that I started not being. I admit, like I wasn't as into the Rock for a little bit.
When
he started checking out.
When he checked out. When he came back in 2003. And Rock Austin 2003 when he was Hollywood Hill Rock, I thought was his best character since like.
Oh, you talking about when he had like the guitar?
When he was just
vest?
Yes,
he was Goldberg and
hilarious.
Stuff.
Yeah, and that was it. And
that was
so,
when he was figuring out.
He was figuring it out.
He still had hair.
Right, he still had hair.
Yeah, a little bit of the Caesar. The Rock will be at WrestleMania.
He will be, dude. I'm trying to go.
I am going. I'm 100% going.
The Summer of Punk.
Oh shoot! Two, that's what you I'm saying.
2011.
Like Pipe Bomb.
Like I was out of it, and I would keep up with it, but I was never like weekly.
I think that's
how
the same
I used
for me.
To be.
I was watching it. I'd pop in. Punk is when reinvigorated.
Yeah.
When I heard what he was up to, I was like, I gotta watch this.
I gotta get back into it. And then also, like, I mean, I kind of came back into it a little bit before that when The Rock came back after like 7 years.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, The Rock is back. Let me see what the. And then Brock Lesnar came back and all that. But like, Summer of Punk, I was like, shit.
Yeah.
WWE is.
Oh, well, Punk led the way for Bryan.
Yeah.
And then, like, WrestleMania 30 is probably like the best.
It was a great
WrestleMania
show.
I can think of.
It's a great show.
I mean, just the main event. I rewatched WrestleMania the 30 the other day. And, that whole story arc of like of Daniel Bryan. You can't even.
It was great, man.
It was so awesome.
I mean, dude. I mean, we're jumping here, but like that year, like leading up to WrestleMania 30, like from that SummerSlam up to that WrestleMania season was probably the best they've been in the past like four. Shit. They haven't been as good since. When Punk fought Lesnar.
Yeah.
And Bryan got screwed. I was there at that SummerSlam.
Bryan got
screwed. Randy Orton cashed in.
Oh, yeah. At Staples Center.
It was such a great show. And they had a string of great shows.
You know about this? That Staples Center, SummerSlam was in Staples Center for 6 years straight.
Yeah.
And then right when I moved, they moved it. I moved from New York.
They moved SummerSlam to New York.
They announced that SummerSlam would be in New York for at least the next three SummerSlams.
Yeah,
dude,
I'm kind of pissed about that. Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. I literally, when I was moving to LA, one of the things I was like, well, I get to see SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I get to always go to SummerSlam.
Yeah. And it was always fun, man.
Yeah.
It was always fun.
Dennis, my dog, interrupting.
That's cool, man. I like
Dennis. Yeah, the British Labradoodle.
But you know what? Last year, I got it. WrestleMania was in California. I got it. You can't.
Yeah.
Like, we can't have WrestleMania and SummerSlam. I get that.
Yeah, I think it's also, like, a gate thing. Like, it's just, like, the gate was probably going down a little bit. The people were less, like, pumped to have it. To be, like, they can know to go to it. Like, I'll go next year. If you know you can, like, I'll go next year.
I'll go next year. Which is why I didn't go the year before it left. I was like, I'll be back next year.
Yeah.
And then
Which,
whatever.
Definitely. So, you're like religiously.
I'm back in it, man. I'm back in it religiously every week. I haven't missed. I've probably in the past 4 years missed probably like five Raws.
So something we were just discussing. You have a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
So and I'm an engaged man.
Yeah.
And your girlfriend does not watch wrestling.
Does not at all.
Okay, and my fiance loathes wrestling.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't get it at all.
Yeah.
And she definitely has a little bit less respect for me.
She's like,
you're a smart guy. You're really fun. And she's like, how do you like this?
It's amazing.
And I try so hard to get her to like it. And so I got tickets to the show at the Forum.
Yeah.
Recently, and I brought her. We sat we were lucky. We got basically third row seats, and Brock Lesnar is wrestling in front of us. And I posted a video of it on Instagram. You check out my. Instagram is at Dan Black Attack, and my Twitter is at D Black Attack, which is really annoying. Hopefully, one day I will have the riches to
to buy
from this asshole who got my Instagram handle. But anyway, she's sitting there and she's eating. I got her some nachos, and Brock Lesnar's doing his suplexing and F5ing in front of her, and she's not even looking,
not even caring.
She's eating nachos. I'm like, what for the Brock Lesnar?
Yeah.
I'll never get through to her.
Yeah.
But you said your girlfriend enjoys it.
She loves it. Because she knows who The Rock is.
Yeah.
She had brothers growing up. So, they would probably watch
wrestling. Yeah, she's the only child.
Right. So, she knows Stone Cold, Rock. She knows, Undertaker, Hulk Hogan. She knew of these people.
Yeah.
And, whenever we go, it's kind of like, I equate it to this. The people who say, I hate watching baseball on TV, but I love going to games.
Yeah.
That's her with wrestling. She would never watch it on TV.
But she's like that with baseball. She loves when we go to a Dodgers game.
Yeah, she loves
this
it.
This is fun.
This is fun, yeah. She loves it, though, man.
I gotta get her on to talk about this.
Right, to talk about this.
I'll just ask her. She lives here. Right. But she has an amazing point about why she doesn't like wrestling.
Why?
I can't fight it. And it's awesome. So, I'm from Long Island, New York, right? She is from Texas. Dallas, Texas,
right?
WrestleMania is there.
Right, right.
She's to you, this whole scene and these guys Stone Colds, they're fantasy to you.
Right.
To me, growing up, this was a sad reality for me. These are everyone around had a goatee and a shaved head. And they all drove pickups. To me, I'm like, this is an amazing character. She's like, this is a place I need to get out of.
Right.
So we go to a show and it's she's like, oh man, this is a little bit, this is a scene that I never fit in with my whole life.
Right.
She's a Jew who grew up in Dallas, Texas.
That's so funny.
To me, I'm like, oh, I'm so happy to be part of this culture.
Right.
She's like, oh, I never fit in there.
That's so funny.
I'm like,
dude.
Yeah, that's,
I get it.
That makes sense.
I get it.
The wrestling universe is an interesting bunch.
It is, dude. It is.
And
it's so many different.
So seriously.
Yeah.
We do.
I take it
so seriously.
Yeah.
And it's hard for her to be like, this is something. It's hard to dip into that. Anyway. So your girlfriend, she goes and she enjoys herself?
Yeah, it's fun, man. The first event I took her to was Royal Rumble when The Rock beat Punk.
For
the championship.
Yeah.
And
that's amazing.
That was Arizona. We drove up. I was like, dude, because I had never seen The Rock win a title. I had seen him a couple times when I was younger, but I never saw him win a title. And the smart fan knew he was going to win.
No.
So I was I'm going to see The Rock.
Punk headline of WrestleMania.
Right, exactly.
That's his whole beef.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course, it was going to be Rock Cena. Again. So I was like, I have to go. So we went. She loved it. Jericho came back for that.
Yeah.
The place was electric.
That's not a huge deal.
Yeah, right.
Jericho is
But then, that was the first one nowadays.
That was when he originally came back.
Right. But,
now
so she loved it.
Just come back, lose.
And do the same lame ass promo.
I think that was another mistake I made. So you took her to an amazing pay-per-view event.
You took your girlfriend
to a live show.
No pyro, no Titantron.
There's no Titantron. Literally, the stage was just shittier than the UCB stage.
Right.
And it had a Christmas tree, a plastic Christmas tree, and a blow up snowman on it. And you're like, everything about WWE is
production.
Yeah. I actually think they under that show, it was like not sold out at all.
Oh,
I think they thought it was going to be like a bigger deal because it hadn't been at the Forum in that long.
Right.
But like, I think people want to go to Staples Center. Yeah, like, you know, they want to, like, if I took her to Staples Center, she would have had an awesome time. We could have like went to like bowling before, like Lucky Strike, and like had some drinks. This place, this venue, I mean, I'm going to talk shit about this venue.
No, the Forum is kind of shitty.
Had like, it like, looks cool because it's like old. It had like, we waited in line for food for like 45 minutes.
What?
Yeah, like there was one.
At a not sold out event?
Yeah, there was one line for food. And like that's it wasn't shitty. Going down even when the show started.
That's shitty. Dude.
And so, you know, like part of it is like, oh, we get some food, we sit and watch it. Like we couldn't even. And then we were waiting in line to get food and the show was starting. And I'm friendly with Dolph Ziggler.
Right.
And he was like, hey, I'm opening the show. He sent me a text. And I was like, shit, we have to get offline. I want to be like, we came to see him. So he got offline to get food. So
right.
Like, we were waiting. And then it came back and the line was just as long.
Jeez. Yeah, that's a bad
So I feel like I don't
know. So it wasn't fun.
She did not have the best time.
It was not fun.
Even though Brock Lesnar was there.
Yeah. See, like, the only events my girlfriend has gone to is, this is an amazing, she's been to 3 out of the big 4.
Yeah.
First one was Royal Rumble. The next one was SummerSlam, where Brian won.
Amazing.
The next one was WrestleMania 31.
Oh yeah.
And then the Raw after WrestleMania. She's been to like the best fucking shows.
Yeah. Oh,
so
my God.
Like she loves it. It's,
yeah, I made a huge mistake. Yeah. I don't know if I'll ever get her back in the
you
arena.
You probably won't, dude. Just say it, dude. You had your one chance.
Oh man, she had the funniest comments on like wrestlers as they come out. You know, like she was just like ripping up the Miz. She was like, what is this guy? Saying the Miz was in the ring with Ziggler, and like we always talk about how Ziggler is like the ideal, like he looks like a professional wrestler.
Right.
You know, like someone, one of my friends, Jason Shapiro, who got mad last time when I didn't give him credit for this, he was listening, is he says that Dolph Ziggler's gimmick is that he is a professional wrestler.
Right. Which is basically what his gimmick is. Yeah.
Like nowadays, a lot of guys, their gimmick is that they're not really a professional wrestler,
right,
but they're
right.
a professional wrestler.
Right.
And he's just like, no, I am this. I'm unapologetically this.
Exactly.
And so she can't understand how he gets like, not like she's like, he's doing it right. What, you know?
Right.
Anyway.
Which is true. Like, dude, most of the most famous characters out there aren't professional wrestlers.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
and the Miz was just like,
the Miz is like, was that his Hollywood?
Yeah, yeah,
was
yeah,
he
yeah,
in a Hollywood
yeah,
phase?
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
a terrible character.
Anyway.
Right now. Anyway, yeah.
Cool. So, yeah. I mean, I don't want to use so much time on that, but I'm like so interested the grown man who loves professional wrestling with the significant other who's not into it at all.
Yeah.
You just need to do it. So that people
you gotta do it right.
You gotta do it right. You can't fall into
mind. Right. Don't take it to a live event at the Forum. Take it to one of the big four. Or the Raw after WrestleMania.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I had a ticket for her for Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
And
which
would have
been
go.
A good one.
I know.
That would have been a good one.
She couldn't go, so... cool. So Rumble. So Royal Rumble is literally
it's
like,
favorite,
you know, it, actually every single time this year, my interest in wrestling kind of dips like towards like December, which is not,
like
most people.
Yeah.
And they know it. And I just start going like, I start feeling like, what's the point of this or something,
right.
you know, which
right.
is like really probably like not the best thing to say as like a diehard wrestling fan, but it just happens. I always get I get disinterested in everything, improv, whatever. It goes, you know, comedy, even like, you know, it goes in those lulls. But the second Rumble comes around, they like know how to get me going.
Yeah.
Like everything happening right now, I'm like, oh yeah, all right, like we're getting into Rumble season. Make the Rumble for the belt. I'm like,
love
yes.
that. Fucking love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like,
I
this is amazing.
That.
So, yeah.
Because
so
honestly, I don't know who's going to win.
No, you don't.
Like, and usually you do. But I don't know who's going to win. Like,
so let's just get right into that. Gun to the head. Who do you think is going to win? I like to use that term gun to the head.
Right.
Because it's just like, literally, I put a gun to your head.
Right.
And you're like, fuck, you have to choose for your life. So you don't get to give, like, there's no air of, like, bullshit.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar wins the Rumble?
Brock Lesnar wins the Rumble.
Yeah.
Gun to head, like, if I had to pick smart, I would say Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
I think Triple H is going to screw Roman.
Yeah.
And the match at WrestleMania is going to be Triple H versus Roman. Not for the title.
Not for the title.
Not for the title.
But, and Brock Rock for the title? That would be so good. It is so... That is shitty.
It's so because they're part-timers. But it would be so
good. It really is so shitty. There's these guys there, like, working their asses off. And even, like, I know I'm harping on Ziggler, and I always do. Even, like, Vince making that one comment at the beginning of Raw, which is like, you've been trying to do this for 10 years. Like, it's not actual competition. Like, right. You write him winning.
Right,
like,
exactly.
You don't need to be an asshole. You know what I mean? But whatever. I mean, like, since it's real, that's what makes it good.
Right.
That's what makes it good. But it is, like... So then, like, the main event, probably, like...
I mean, like, I don't know.
Rock Wolf is what they should do.
I don't know. Like, now that you say that... I could see a scenario where Roman does win. Guns ahead, Brock Lesnar. That's what I'm saying. But if I think about it, I could see a scenario where Roman wins. Triple H does try to come screw him, and then The Rock comes in and makes the save, and then stops, like, Brock from winning.
Right.
And then sets up that rivalry. Yeah. Brock for not the title. And you might get a Triple H Roman for the
title. Yeah, because it feels like Brock Rock. For the title's a waste of a title match. You know what I mean? Because The Rock's clearly not going to stick around.
Right. He's going to
load it up making the shittiest movies of all time. Right,
exactly.
Oh, and why does he make garbage?
I don't know.
Why does The Rock make... Because he is really like... I know he makes so much money.
He's entertaining.
But he doesn't need money anymore.
No.
And he does need fame. And also, he does stuff that gets him... global fame.
Right.
Like, everything he does. Like, Baywatch. Fast and Furious. This stuff gives him global fame. So, it makes him the biggest movie star in the world, which is amazing.
He's up there. He's on the A list.
But you think that he can't do one movie that's like... He could... Because he has got a lot of gifts.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not joking. He could win an Oscar.
If he did that one role...
He got too big, though. That's the problem. He got way too muscular to win an Oscar.
That's the problem, dude.
He can't even play a boxer. He's too big to box.
That's the problem, dude. I think The Rock at his... It's funny because, like, he said this before. Like, when he was doing, like, the other guy... What's that with the Will Ferrell?
Yeah, other guys.
He was in that or Get Smart.
Yeah.
When he was kind of lean. Yeah. It's like they were telling him, you need to lose weight so you can be, like, an actor.
Because he could. He had that option.
He did.
He just can't stop his meathead side.
He didn't listen at all.
He got so big.
He got so big, dude.
He is so fucking big. He looks amazing. He's so big. And it's 100% lean muscle.
Oh, dude. He looks better now than he did when he first came. Man,
he's the size he used to be, just with no puffiness.
Yeah.
Like, no fat. It's all muscle. I don't know what.
WrestleMania 28.
Yeah.
The first John Cena Rock. Yeah. I'm one of the few people that actually loved that match. Not because of the match, just because it was such a huge fucking spectacle. But the one drawback was how fucking big he was.
Yeah.
He looked like a fucking Neanderthal.
That's like when he was probably shooting Fast and Furious the first time.
I think he was shooting Pain and Game.
That's when he had the goatee, right?
He was shooting one of those.
Oh, Pain and Gain. He was so big for that movie.
He was huge. Oh,
I mean, so that's the thing is like... Well, The Rock, yeah, he did Southland Tales, that movie.
Yeah.
And he's kind of lean in that movie and, like, gets the Get Shorty sequel or whatever.
Right.
And that's when he started, like, he slimmed down to get rid of all fat on his body.
Right.
And then he got, like, I track him. And then he got, because then he had, like, some buzz for his acting in that.
Yeah.
Like,
which was a pretty good movie.
The Southland Tales movie?
Yeah, it was all right.
It was weird, but it was cool.
Yeah. It was different.
But he got that, like, some buzz. And I remember thinking then, like, oh, shit, like, he might...
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's going to transition into that.
Right.
And then instead, he did the complete opposite of what I thought, which is he became Schwarzenegger.
He became Schwarzenegger.
And also, his acting seems worse now, too. Like, yeah. I was watching, like, Ballers, and, like, I'm like...
Oh, I can't watch that.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I do.
I watched the whole season.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude. The previews look terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible.
Hey, I'm good. I don't need to see The Rock, like, slaying women.
There's a guy who's really, really good. There's a guy who's a really good performer on there. Was it Ricky Jarrett's his character? He's a really good actor, this guy. But anyway.
Yeah. Tangent.
Cool. So, Royal Rumble. Oh, gun to the head for me. I don't know. My big thing was that I was saying that for a while. I was like, I would love if Sasha Banks won the Royal Rumble. But I think, like, I know it's crazy, but there's a precedent of women in the Royal Rumble. And you want a Divas Revolution. Imagine that. Imagine she's entered 30 and just throws somebody over. And then, like, you have Charlotte versus Sasha Banks for, like, the Women's Championship.
Yeah.
But now that's – I don't know what I was thinking that was actually – I didn't think that was going to actually happen. I just thought that maybe it could.
It could be different, too. I wish they would throw curveballs.
Yeah. But, no, actually, gun to the head. I mean, it's really hard because, for me, it's a 50-50 between it's a 33.333
right.
between Rock, Triple H, and Brock Lesnar. Yeah. Which is crazy. It's crazy to think that those old timers are gonna.
I honestly think it's gonna. Dude, they need it.
I know.
Look who they're missing.
I think Lesnar is a very safe bet. Like, no one's gonna boo Lesnar winning that.
Right.
But also, Lesnar's such a face right now that he should go into WrestleMania without the belt.
Right, and like, win there.
Yeah, but Rock winning would be cool, but they announced that The Rock is in Mania, which makes me think it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I actually think if I had to choose...
Triple H.
I think Triple H is going to win the belt, because that makes the authority angle, like, really strong.
Yeah.
It's like, now I have the belt, and then it'll be Triple H versus Roman Reigns, and I think people are going to be very unexcited.
Yeah.
Very unexcited.
Yeah. But it doesn't sound super exciting.
No,
I like Hunter. I still do. I always have. But
yeah, but he's better off not wrestling. He's better off in his Vince McMahon role. He's good at it.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Cinderella picks for the Mania.
Cinderella
pick. Like what? Who do
I
you
have
think,
one?
Yeah, but
my,
that you think could actually
do it.
Yeah. There's any chance.
There's chance. Cinderella pick?
Like Del Rio. I'm using that term wrong. Like Del Rio. Remember when he showed up and won?
Yeah.
It's happened. And that was the 40-man rumble.
That was a 40-man rumble.
Yeah.
It was boring, but it happened.
Yeah.
Cinderella pick, Daniel Bryan comes back, wins the title.
Oh, shit. How did I forget about him? I'm not going to be the sucker for this. A third year in a row.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan is not going to win. He's not wrestling.
I don't think he's honestly with the like. I read somewhere because I read dirt sheets on wrestling.
Yeah, of course.
And I read somewhere that they purposely want to hold him back because for the past 2 years, especially 2 years ago for 30, like he basically him and the fans hijacked their plans for WrestleMania.
Yeah,
and they don't want to go through that this year.
Well, last year they were like. The WrestleMania 30, they're like, fine, let's do it.
Right.
It worked out great,
but he got injured.
Yeah, he got injured, and it worked out great, and then he got injured again. They're not banking on him ever again.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, and they shouldn't.
Yeah,
he gets hurt.
They work their fucking people too much.
Well, yeah, they're way overworked. Not only are they way overworked, they're also... I actually think that's part of the idea of NXT.
Yeah.
Is to get these guys off the indie scene way earlier.
Right.
Because, like, you have Kevin Owens and Daniel Bryan who are, like, basically veterans.
Right.
Who are just starting. And they're, like, in their 30s and they're fucking beat up.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that's part of NXT is, like, get them in there training way smarter and, like, working way safer.
That's because
the indie scene is you get noticed by doing crazy shit.
Right.
And it's just like, you know, and so they're losing talents early. Like Apollo Crews is like 20.
Yeah.
You know? He's like 22. And they're like, now he's not, he doesn't have to do any of that shit.
Right. Right. He's there.
Yeah. Cool. So you're Cinderella pick.
If this happens, Daniel Bryan does come back because the roster is so depleted. They need star power.
Yeah.
He comes back and he wins the Rumble.
Okay. But can Daniel Bryan, the huge star, can Daniel Bryan like, headline like Cowboys Stadium Mania.
I think in today's wrestling he can.
I think so. I mean, I think he could.
I think
because they have Rock on the card and Brock somewhere, they're fine.
If they
do Rock for whatever,
yeah,
they're gonna do Rock. It just sounds look. He's
just, it sounds
it's
great.
Rock.
And they haven't fought since SummerSlam 02.
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, and. I think that's what they do. But yeah, Daniel Bryan.
I mean, I've been in the stadium. I was at that SummerSlam where he won the title for the first time before Randy Cassidy.
You've seen it, right? Cena versus Bryan.
And the crowd was hot.
Yeah.
And the crowd was hot after a great match between between Brock and CM Punk.
Yeah.
So, like, to stay hot, because that was the one thing about, like, I've been to the Royal Rumble, the one that Rock won.
Yeah.
And, like, and I've heard people say the crowd was dead. We were fucking exhausted. Like, right. They put that match after the Royal Rumble. Right. Like, the crowd was exhausted.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
well, the Royal Rumble pay per view is like whenever any match,
it should always end.
That's why this year's so smart, because it's really what they want to see. When there's like a title fight, it's like, you know, why have it?
Yeah.
Like, do you think there's any shot of them? All right, because they have Rock Brock, because they'll have Reigns, Triple H will be a huge match.
Yeah.
No Rollins. I miss Rollins.
I do too.
Yeah.
I like Rollins.
And Cena's not even being... Although Cena has secret healing powers.
He has some Wolverine healing powers.
So he'll be back. I was there in 2008 when he won the Rumble and he wasn't supposed to be there. And we're like, what?
Yeah.
He came in 30 and we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
And then he won. But...
I think they lie about his, like, injury status.
They definitely do.
They have to.
He has a long time to heal.
Yeah.
But he's a rotator cuff. People heal from those pretty fast, right?
I think so, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn? What do you think Sami Zayn Royal Rumble win?
No.
I can't think of anybody. I really can't think of any, like, I'd love to be more optimistic. I can't think of any... Anyone else who... Daniel Bryan is the only one. That, I can't think of anybody else who can win the Rumble.
Dean Ambrose?
No.
But they're not going to double title.
If you had to... Yeah, if it was like... If they told you, gun to the head...
Right.
They told you, like, WWE was like, guaranteed those guys won't win.
Right.
He'd be who I'd have to choose.
He would have to lose the title before Rumble, though.
Yeah.
WrestleMania
WrestleMania is too big to, like, have anyone...
Like, that's the unfortunate part. You, as much as, like, the Cinderella... Like, it has to be somebody who can at least put butts in seats.
Yeah.
Like, I get that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I get that. So, yeah,
yeah. I mean,
like, Kalisto Orton, isn't gonna...
Randy Orton can always win. They won't win.
I like Orton, but, I mean, dude, at this point, like, they won't let him be his best character. Yeah. So.
They might admit, Rollins is too hurt.
I mean, he's the one guy who I could see, like, all right, if he comes back, like, John Cena style.
Comes
back early and comes to the Rumble.
Yeah.
Because you know what made me think that, even though I regretted watching this?
Yeah.
The Slammies.
Oh, the Slammies.
So stupid.
Yeah, so
but he came out with crutches. And I was like, I've seen pictures of you without crutches. You don't need those crutches.
Oh, right.
So, like, you're purposefully... And, like, coming out injured.
They might do that for a second. Yeah, yeah. There's a chance, but I don't think that even that would be exciting enough, him winning.
Him winning.
Like, he hasn't been gone long enough for it to be, like...
He has not... Well, how long has he been gone? He's been gone for at least 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think if he won... I don't think people would be that excited for him to win.
That's true. I mean, honestly, like, they booked him pretty weak.
Yeah.
Like, he was fine, but they booked him pretty weak.
Well, he did end Sting's career.
He did. He's actually, like, I mean, I know he's not green, but, like, he busted Cena's nose.
Yeah.
He almost ended Sting. He did end Sting's career.
I mean, you know Bret Hart is somewhere, like, just being, like, this fucking guy.
He's hurting
everybody.
Right, and then he hurt himself.
Yeah. Also, there's a whole thing of, like, I was watching a video of Seth Rollins talking about, like, how because of his CrossFit training, he can't get hurt.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I don't get hurt because of CrossFit.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Undertaker is a possibility.
That would be
big possibility. I don't know why we didn't say that.
That would be sweet.
Yeah. He was supposed to be Cena Taker, right?
It was supposed to be Cena Taker. Now they don't have anything
Cena
to do
Taker would have been really cool.
I always felt as much I'm one of the Cena haters. Like,
I always was until this year. I thought he had a great year.
He did have a good year. Like, but I always
in movies also. Did you see Sisters?
I haven't seen Sisters yet. I loved him in Trainwreck.
He's funny.
He's funny.
And he's in another movie too. Judd Apatow put him in the next movie.
He's about to leave.
You're.
I think.
Yeah.
He always said I wouldn't. He's about to leave.
Yeah.
Like, I think he is.
Yeah, maybe.
But I always thought Cena and Undertaker should have been Cena's last match. Should have been Taker's last match.
Yeah.
It seems right
because Cena's such a company man, so he would like go down to the biggest company man, like the next big company man. That seems like the right thing to do.
I just felt like Cena deserved it.
Bray Wyatt could win the Royal Rumble. He won't, but he is like if it happened, people would think it's awesome.
Yeah, I would think it's awesome.
People would think it's awesome, and it's... They really should push big talent. They'll have big marquee matches that are not for the belt.
Yeah.
So, and they're going to have a Undertaker retirement match. Maybe they're doing Brock Undertaker. Rock Undertaker, I mean. Sorry.
That would be... I don't know if I would like that as much.
I don't know if I'd like it because I don't like someone who's not actively wrestling, like right. retiring the Undertaker.
Right. And like,
then it's like, you're also retired.
Right. And then who do you root for there?
I don't know. Undertaker pissed me off this year. Undertaker upset me.
Why so?
I don't know. I don't think he should have been like beating Bray like that. I think he's like an older guy. Yeah. Should be like, and I also think that they should have booked him as like a broken man.
Yeah.
And after. I think he should have been like, I'm old. Yeah, and like I'm broken down, but I'm still kicking.
I wish they would have bought him back as like straight up Undertaker, like white fucking makeup. Oh, yeah. Like
you
want
your white face?
Yeah, like Brock killed him, and now he's back in like the white under, like he's like from the other side.
That dude. SummerSlam ending killed. That made no sense. It was good. So like why would Undertaker tap out?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Why didn't he just cheat?
Yeah. I mean, the Hell in a Cell match was better.
Yeah, Hell in a Cell match was better.
WrestleMania, Bray, Undertaker, I was there. You were there.
Yeah.
It's not a... That whole match was just...
It was
first
horrible.
They came out in
light. And you know what? I thought
it was so boring.
Yeah. It sucked. And people were like, oh, no, that match was good. I was like, that match sucked. Like, I was there. Energy was sucked out of the whole place. It was light out.
It was such a bad match.
Yeah.
I hope they don't do Undertaker.
I don't know
who, dude. That's
they might do it because they might actually do it because the story of it is good and Bray will actually go over and he needs it.
He needs it.
He
so
needs
bad.
To be like, you know,
he loses every man
and he's IRS's son, who is Undertaker's like he's the Undertaker's friend. Like,
right,
you know, like,
yeah.
Well, I don't know, is he counting or whatever? Like, is it from back in the day? So, all right. So, yeah, I don't know.
I can see Undertaker winning. That's a good...
Undertaker winning and then being the champion?
And being the champion.
I don't think... That's the big thing he won't win.
But who does he fight?
Because he won't win the belt. Undertaker, Roman Reigns.
That's a terrible match.
I mean, it's two horrible workers. No, actually, Roman Reigns has actually been wrestling pretty good. It's just like, he's a good wrestler.
They just book him too strong.
His moveset is very limited.
Yeah.
He should do something.
He puts on good matches. I'll give him that. Brock Roman at WrestleMania was a good match. Even though
that match was really good.
Even though he just got tossed around.
Yeah.
But like...
And yeah, but Rollins made that amazing.
And Rollins, yeah, it was such a great catch.
It's like they have no money in the bank left.
Sheamus was such a bad choice.
Yeah. But I've said this is my favorite Sheamus, but that's not saying much.
Right.
But this is my favorite. I love Sheamus.
Same.
Cashing, like, trying to connect with Vince on being Irish.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
Yeah.
And then I also like when he was, like, he's very respectful. To Vince.
Yeah.
And there was one point where Vince, who's, first off, we didn't even mention this, jacked up.
Oh my God.
Can you believe what he looks like? He's 70 years old.
Dude.
I mean, in the Attitude Era, he was jacked, but he was like a reasonable age.
Yeah,
right,
he was like 50.
Yeah.
He is jacked.
Yeah, he's jacked.
He's
on definitely a human growth hormone.
He has to be.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Get out of here. Like, he has to be on steroids.
Wouldn't you think that since he wasn't on TV, he wouldn't be in that shape? Like, I was, like, assuming he'd be out of shape.
No.
That, like, being on TV and the fact that he, like, wrestled a little bit.
Right.
In the Attitude Era. But, like, now he's just like, nah, I don't even care if I'm off screen. I'm just a jack grandpa.
He is fucking ripped, dude. He's like The Rock.
He like Vince, yeah. He also had no body fat.
No. Like, he looks better than Triple H. Triple H looks like the Doughboy.
Yeah.
But
oh my God.
Like, he looks better than Hunter.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is insane. Well, Vince has been back. I mean, that's something like let's talk about that. So how do you feel about Vince back? He's definitely doing like a very comfortable version of what he does.
Yeah.
You don't like it?
I am tired of the authority.
Yeah.
Storyline.
I'm just tired of like, oh, the company is like the idea of like, oh, the company, like they gotta find something, a new way to make that interesting.
Yeah. Like, if I have no problem with Vince being back,
right.
Just let it be Vince.
Right.
Like, Stephanie, go away. Hunter's gone.
Yeah.
Like, the authority needs to be done.
Because why did Vince come back and then just, like, fill in for Triple H?
Yeah,
it should be like, no, oh my God, Vince is here. Like,
this
should be, like, a big deal. He should be, like, firing people and like, you know, yeah. I don't know, he should be like go even more nuts.
He should be the boss. He should be Mr. McMahon, not Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Yeah. Like, which is what he is right now.
Right.
And I don't know. It's I like Vince being back. I think Vince on TV is, I hate to say this, best for business.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great.
It's amazing he hasn't like lost a step, really.
He hasn't.
And then he was the referee in the match. He was the referee. We didn't even get into like Raw.
I know, and
the one versus all thing I thought was awesome because it was like, I guess that kind of does play the idea. I'll give him that credit. Like, like just being like a fucking, like he's just like the boss who can do anything. It's like you're gonna have to fight everybody, but then. Why was it just like a 10-minute segment at the end of Raw? Like, they're filling 3 hours of time. Why not have like a full hour be like, Roman Reigns, you have to fight 30 wrestlers. You know what I mean? Like, and make it like a real thing instead of it making it not make sense. They always make things don't make sense. Like,
I mean, even at the beginning of the show, Vince was like, you're going to fight until you can't move anymore.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Like, literally, win or lose, make him fight for an hour.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to, like, Iron Man matches and, like, these great fucking, like, it's, I feel like WWE is so safe right now.
It's very safe and it's, like, really, like, they also have this weird allotment of time of, like, ooh, you get 20 minutes, weird. It's, like, a variety, such a variety show.
Yeah.
Where, like, you can't, why doesn't it just be, like a show?
Right.
You know, like, make it, like, okay, this is what that show is. Like, why do they all have to be so, like, uniform? I think it's because they sell tickets, so people expect it to be a certain way.
Right.
Or something, like.
And see, the problem with Raw, like, a lot of people will say, like you want more wrestling on Raw, but I've always been the opposite. Like I actually—that's
what I say. You're the first person to agree with me.
Yeah, I think Raw
more story
should be more story because the pay per view is the culmination of the story.
Yeah, the pay per view is like, match, the storyline.
Yeah, the pay per view is match.
You know,
Raw should be story.
Yeah, I brought this up on previous podcasts. Like I say it all the time, and I say that I butt heads with a lot of wrestling fans.
Something
I noticed from doing this podcast and just speaking to wrestling fans is that I like wrestling in a very different way than a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's like, I like the story.
Yeah.
I like the idea
of
story.
That's what it's about.
The fighting is fake. It's almost like, I don't care that much about it.
Right.
Like, I do. It gets exciting, but it's when the story makes me care about
it. It's the ring fighting story.
But there's this weird thing happening now where everyone is like, just like, treating the wrestling like it's like that's where they came to watch, I disagree.
No, it's not. You came to watch a TV show.
And so, like, Stone Cold, I understand, like, Stone Cold, he has his podcast, you know, so he's a big mouthpiece. And, like, his big thing is, like, he's like, oh, why did they cut a 20-minute promo at the beginning of Raw? I was like, no, that's awesome.
Right.
I love the beginning of Raw. Well, why is it – that's not my argument. My argument is why is it the same promo every
single
week?
That's the problem. It's the same promo. They give away matches for free too much.
Yeah.
Like, by the time they get to the pay-per-view, you've seen those wrestlers fight 5 times in a month.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I don't care.
Yeah, and also, they shouldn't wrestle every time. And also, but the problem is that they're, like, trying to do an episodic show.
Yeah.
While also selling out arenas of people who expect to see matches.
I mean, there should be matches.
But I'm saying,
but like
they expect
during the Attitude Era, there were matches.
If they're sitting there and it's all story, they're going to start yawning.
True. But I feel like during, like, the best period of wrestling for me, the Attitude Era, there were matches on Raw.
Yeah.
But, like, there was so much story behind. There was a reason. Like, Rock Austin. Like, dude, WrestleMania 17?
Well, it's, they did 15 and 17.
Yeah, the second match.
That's 17.
Dude, they didn't fight. They didn't have matches on Raw and SmackDown. They fought. They would have promos with each other. Their one match was WrestleMania 17, and it was one of the best fucking matches I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was because they were great workers. Like, they were good, but because the fucking story of that rivalry, the culmination, and that's what Raw should be now.
Here's the interesting thing, is like charisma is like the key to wrestling, right?
Yeah.
I think, right?
It is.
Why don't they look for charisma first and then train people to wrestle? Why are they always looking for look first? They always look for look. They're always like, oh, Batista, look. And Batista has zero charisma.
He has no charisma.
He somehow, I mean, somehow tricked everybody that in that movie that he can act in. Right. I'm just watching it being like, this guy's horrible. You know, but I also didn't like the movie. Yeah. I also thought it was like for kids. Like it was like, I did not like that. I was like,
Galaxy movie? Guardians
shitty
of the
Star
Galaxy.
Wars. Yeah, I'm like one of the people, like I was like yawning.
Yeah.
And I love that kind of stuff. That was, I mean, point is that, like, why don't they look for guys who are, like, kind of big? Like, who I guess have a, who aren't, like, 2 foot tall, you know,
right,
like,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
And who are, like, come to UCB.
Right.
Be like, oh, this guy's kind of big and also, like, is really good off the cuff. Like, watch some improv.
Right.
There are guys who, just, I think the trick is that, you know, I'm thinking this out as I'm saying it right now. Just, like, think about the idea of going the other way with development.
Yeah.
Is if you don't have a passion for wrestling, I don't think you can handle this business.
Right.
You have to love this business.
True.
To, like, be on the road with it and devote so much of your life and time to it.
Yeah.
Especially to, like, mid-card in wrestling.
Which is such
if you're, like, The Rock or, like, you're a huge star, it's easy.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I don't know. I'm on to something.
You're on it, yeah, dude. When you figure it out.
Yeah.
When you figure it out, let me know.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is that they should make me a professional wrestler.
Dude, I would love to be a wrestler right now. I would be as tall as Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Like, so I would be a pipsqueak.
Yeah.
He did it.
Yeah, whatever.
He fucking did it. Dude, yeah.
So, other things to cover. Kalisto, United States champion. He's having a big run, dude.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I started to fast forward that match because I thought it was like it's gonna be a squash match,
right?
And then as I fast forward, I see that Kalisto won, so I went back to watch it.
First off, you should never apologize about fast forwarding wrestling. It's meant to be fast forward.
It is.
It's meant to be consumed while on an iPad.
Right.
It's meant to be, and that's another thing I try to explain to my fiance about wrestling. I was like, it's one of the only things I can put on and kind of like get shit done.
You know, dude.
And then like when it's good, I can sense it.
Right.
Like I have a force of like, ooh, this is interesting. And you pop up and you check it out.
Yeah.
Which is why I actually like that it's 3 hours long.
Right.
Because I like that it's like 3 hours of Yulog.
Right, that's all it is.
Yeah, so wait, what were you just saying?
So I went back and watched the last like 5 minutes of the match. I didn't need to watch that whole thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. It was a good pop. I thought like that's what I miss about like Raw, like the surprises.
Yeah.
Like, a title can change hand on Raw.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. Like, shit, WWE title just changed hands on Raw. Like, I think that's great.
It's awesome. That was cool. That was one of the cool things.
That was a cool moment.
Roman Reigns. I don't like Roman Reigns at all. We didn't even talk about him, but it's great because he dominated my podcast entirely.
Yeah.
But, like, he does, when he holds the belt, you're like, that guy looks like the WWE champion. Like, that's the only reason he has the belt.
Yeah.
Is because you're like, oh, yeah, that feels like, oh, you know what's kind of amazing? Raw, this is a great example of what I'm talking about. Like, Raw opened up, Vince McMahon came out, he's had this awesome idea of, like, you're going to wrestle all these guys. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, wow, this is exciting. Roman Reigns comes out, he holds the belt up and like, walks from the fucking crowd for no reason.
I don't know why he's still there.
Has no clue, because his character makes no sense.
It's like
a Samoan like underdog who looks amazing. Who looks like a Greek Adonis or whatever. Like
he's basically like the leftover of the Shield.
He's got the same Shield song. I mean, it's a good song, so
it's great.
But also, the song sucks without the Sierra.
Like, that was the best part of the song.
That was the best part of the song. It sounds like a song that starts from the middle.
Yeah.
You know when it starts. So anyway, because that's what it is.
Yeah, right.
Comes down, and then you're like, this segment feels awesome. Stephanie's an amazing actress, like a wrestling actress, you know.
Yeah.
And then he gets on the mic, and his charisma of a fucking towel, like a wet towel.
Here's some things that I've been noticing with Roman Reigns, and even like when he won a title, or was it when he? No, last week the guest referee match.
Yeah.
The showmanship of like wrestling
has
declined so much. Like every time he comes out, he holds the damn title the wrong way.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
This is me.
The title's upside down.
It's
all the
always
time.
Upside down.
Dude, that's one thing. Did they not give these wrestlers notes? Rollins would do that all the time. You hold it upside down. It's like,
yo,
this picture looks horrible. Is the fucking title is the wrong way.
It's so terrible. At least back in the day when The Rock would come up, he would treat the title like, I'm the fucking champion. Yeah. This title means shit. Yo, so he would do
this. This is something I never talked about. How long do you think it takes to swap out the nameplate? Right?
They did it, I think, just a couple minutes.
They do it, right. I watched them do it, in, Instagram posts. I think when, Sheamus was getting swapped out, he showed it, you know? Why don't they make that so, the second they win, they can just snap the name on, so when they hold it, it has their name on it? Why isn't the other guy's name?
It's so weird.
It's fake fighting. Yeah. Just do it.
Just do it.
Or don't put the name on it. Why are they going to hold up a belt that says John Cena?
It's so weird.
It's like, but, literally, a second ago, the belt was with the referee, so you can just,
it was with the referee the whole match.
They just swapped, or even when they show it, show the title, be like, the guy, even that'd be cool.
That would be the ceremony.
It's like, the guy's ready, he's got, the plates are here. Right. If he does win, the plates are here.
That would be sweet. That would be awesome,
Right? Because the photo op is like, John Cena holding the belt with the other guy.
With the Rock bottle balls on it. Yeah.
And actually, the reason I think a lot of this stuff is that their planning is so last second.
It's so last second.
And that's another thing, their process, in my head, if I was in charge of a BB, we're talking about story. I would also change the process to make story, make the whole process more conducive to, story. Writing, write a week ahead. You know what
I mean? One of my favorite stories is, when CM Punk on his document, on his DVD, when he was, he just went into Vince's office with, 5 weeks of, stories. Yeah. This is what I'm doing. It's that's why his shit was always good.
Yeah,
because he had foresight. They had this show, and this was two Raws ago, but this is just the epitome of what Raw is right now. Sometimes, a lot of times, when Vince was supposed to be knocked out when they called in Scott Armstrong. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
and Vince was just standing up. And then, Sheamus, with his lack of showmanship, just, come on, come on. And Vince was like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be down. I was like, dude.
That was horrible.
It was terrible.
Oh, I thought you brought that up. That was the moment that I had this thought to talk about that on the podcast.
Yeah.
With that, I go, what is the process here?
Dude.
I performed at UCB for a long time, right? Yeah, you're performing at UCB, We do sketch shows that come off a million times more polished with way less budget.
The budget
being zero.
Yeah.
Actually, the budget we have is negative.
It's negative because we pay.
Yeah. We put out a mod night. We sit there and we rehearse basic fact, details.
Yeah.
In that way, sometimes it's very impressive. Sometimes it really, their choreography is oh, how did they do that? So I guess I can switch back and forth. But first of all, Scott Armstrong, you know who that is?
The referee who's...
He's
Road Dogg's brother.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. But, JBL just goes he's been in the pocket of the authority for years. You're like, what are you talking about?
He's been, he was there.
That's what I'm talking about. So there's no planning. It's the same thing that happened at SummerSlam with the timekeeper. Yeah. Where you're like, what? You've never established how the timekeeper even...
So
decides when the bell is rung that that's a separate decision.
Dude, do you remember this? This was probably a year, maybe even 2 years ago. I think it was, I can't remember what match it was for, but they came out and did an instant replay.
Yeah.
It was during a Bellas match or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They came out to look at the screen and did it. And then it was when the hell did they instant replay?
The thing about WWE, one of the things I love about wrestling, it's the same thing that I love about Star Wars, right? Is this is a world of what you can do.
Right.
Right? Here's the world, play in it. But it's a vast world. Wrestling, it's here's the world of it. Now, explore within it. Now, I'm not saying we can't push the boundaries and explore new territories. We have to.
Right, right.
But you can't, just at big pivotal moments or out of the convenience of an idea you have, completely lazily throw new rules in.
Yeah.
Or else you're what? At SummerSlam. You cannot do that.
So weird.
SummerSlam, I think, no one said it, but I think behind closed doors, it was a big fight between Lesnar and Taker about how it could end.
How it could end.
Taker was probably I think Lesnar was I need to win. Yeah. Like fair and square. But if you wanted to win, I have to come off as I win. One.
Right.
But like, 'cause it's the only way I can justify why he didn't just low blow him in a desperation and win. Why did Taker have to tap also?
Right.
But that's, you know, that's the thing that I understand. And then also, why do such a minuscule, like, why do such like a hard to view finish for a live crowd at a huge pay-per-view?
Right. Like nobody saw it.
No one saw it. No one saw it. Was like, what? Like, my friends who were there, because it was in New York, were like, I was actually in New York, but didn't go. I couldn't go at a wedding. But they're like, we're like, what happened?
Yeah.
Texting me. Like, what?
I said it. Like, watching it on TV. Like, what happened?
It was so confusing.
It was the dumbest thing.
It was
thing,
so confusing. You're like, that felt like a Raw finish.
It was.
But
it was.
Yeah, so it's like stuff like that where like you're like, it doesn't make sense. I don't know.
So yeah, Scott Armstrong, I don't get it.
Yeah, Scott, I mean, I like the idea of Scott Armstrong. I love that they have a referee in their pocket.
I guess
that's
so
awesome.
But bring him out more.
Don't introduce it like that.
Right.
Or, I don't know.
Or, like, he should be around.
Yeah. Like, see, people have a lot of beef with the Star Wars movie. I was mentioning Star Wars. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Are you a Star Wars fan?
Not a huge fan.
Whatever.
But I like it.
Doesn't matter. There's a lot of things wrong. There's a lot of things about the movie that were questionable, that people have problems with. Right?
Yeah.
And everyone's just being like, you know, there's a lot of debate about it. People are like, no. Regardless of what you say, I think everything that I've seen that people have a problem with makes sense.
Yeah.
It, like, makes – it's not just like – What?
Right.
It's like, oh, they made that work. They justified it. They did a lot of work to explore that idea.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Wrestling is so – and that's like a script that was very meticulously worked on.
Yeah.
Wrestling is like the opposite. It's like last second.
Yeah.
Like they told Rollins like 20 minutes before he was going to cash in at WrestleMania that's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's like what I read.
Yeah, I read
that
too.
And they worked the finish. You're like, well, what kind of process is that?
Yeah, dude.
That's like,
I mean, I guess it's surprising.
Yeah.
Like the, but it still is, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love, this is one thing I always love talking about wrestling. Is like, you talk about wrestling and like what you talk, and like you talk about all the things wrong with it, but you still fucking love it.
No, that's the part of the podcast. Like, I actually think this is one of the more positive podcasts.
Probably
on wrestling. And I think it's just like, it's fun. It's fun to fantasy book. It's fun to do that. Overall, we love it. Here's something that was funny this week. This is a small detail. So they inducted Sting into the Hall of Fame, which we mentioned, which is cool. That's cool. I have nothing to say about that. But, you know,
I mean,
whatever.
I get it.
Yeah,
it's fine.
He clearly belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
I like that they induct WCW guys. Like,
they should.
They own WCW. Fine, call it WWE Hall of Fame, but make it the, like, Wrestling Hall of Fame.
That's it. It's the general American Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah. So then, like, they're showing the promo for Sting, and they're just throwing up, like, every adjective they can think of for, like, spooky.
Right.
Like, ominous and whatever. And then they show, like wrestlers being like, yeah, like, he was the best.
Mm.
And then they cut to Kevin Hart. Right?
Right,
and Kevin Hart just goes, I wrote it. He wrote, like, he was my favorite wrestler for a long time. And then they cut to, like, all wrestlers. So he's the only guy in this package that is not a wrestler.
Right.
And he doesn't even say something that's, like, that positive.
Right.
He goes, like, you know, they had to stop liking him. Like, they felt like they cut off before he was, like,
he went into how gushing he was.
Yeah, he's my favorite for a long time until I realized that he sucked. And then, like, okay, I mean, Kevin Hart's a huge star, so, like, if he wants to comment, but unless he's going to say, like, he's the best wrestler hands down, you know, or, like, at least tell him to say that. He's my favorite wrestler for a long time.
Right, so weird. They're just pulling celebrities, like, when they had LeBron, like, send out his, like, thing.
LeBron,
of course, is a huge WWE fan.
Yeah.
He's probably watched one match.
Do you think that LeBron, they paid LeBron for that?
Probably.
They probably should give LeBron like $100,000.
Probably give him like
just
some commission
about the fan, because it makes the Hall. It's worth their money because it makes the Hall of Fame seem more legit.
Right.
Which is
people
like
care.
Hall of Fames are important because they make things seem like
the
prestigious.
Only people who
like
care.
No one cares about rock and roll, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is people care about that.
People care about it.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, yeah, Sting. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I was there. I was there. WrestleMania 31. It's a fun match.
Yeah, that was there. That was cool.
Fun
you know,
match.
I don't know. You know, that match was fun. Sting was great in that match. I hated the like NWO and like DX come out, because it's like, it was so campy.
Yeah.
It was like, why would they, like, they like clearly came out, they were still all like half committed. And like, if they're not going to like be back in the mix, then like, what's the point? Then you're like making fun of this thing that I take seriously now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It was, I mean, I did pop, like mostly everybody in the stadium. Yeah, just because of the music. It was a pop. But when you sit back and think of it, it's like, okay, two things. One, NWO and Sting hated each other.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's just shove that aside. Two, Hulk Hogan, you were a representative of the WWE. Why do you give a shit about the WCW? It made no sense.
It makes no sense
whatsoever.
Yeah, it feels like it's making fun of me.
It was
It's like, leave me alone, guys. Right. Something like that.
I'll have my red and yellow on at the beginning of the show, but now
that's funny.
NWO.
Sweet. So yeah, I mean, we covered a lot of stuff. Last thing I'll bring up is because we didn't speak about them at all. New Day.
I love them.
You love New Day.
I love them. I am so happy that, and I love them. I think they are kind of getting on the side of like too much right now.
Yeah, I think they might be going a little too far.
They're going
because
a little too far.
It's making them have no chance of being like heavyweight contenders, where like Biggie Langston could have a big push.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like, and so like, when the whole thing started, maybe like a year and a half ago, before it was the New Day, I was like, all right, I can see like the Xavier Woods, Kofi, and then it felt a little bit like,
what do we do with these black guys?
And then it made them like positive preachers, basically. Well, I was like, well,
that whole thing felt a little like racist.
It was racist. Yeah,
you know, and like you're an African American man, I felt as a white guy.
Super racist.
Also, wrestling. I mean, we should have got into that earlier, but like wrestling, you're like,
it's super race relations.
The race relations of wrestling are like sometimes make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, dude.
It's definitely weird. It's definitely a big topic antiquated for another time. But you have these like three guys like Kofi, Xavier is showing a lot of promise, and then you have Big E, and their answer is like, let's put them together and make fun of gospel, like parody, like gospel.
Yeah. And the problem was they were taking themselves seriously.
Well, that's it.
But then they
were set up to fail.
Set up to fail.
Yeah.
And then they was like, you know what? We're heels, and it worked.
Yeah.
And it worked.
And they're like, let's be good, and let's just like, and they seize that opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's good for them. Like but at first I was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, everybody.
Yeah.
You were there. You were at the Raw at the WrestleMania, dude. Like, we were all New Day sucks. And it wasn't because we thought this chant was cool. Like,
it also didn't make sense. It was like, the video was them, like, they were like, and there was like packages for months of them, like, them doing like choir
doing the
shit.
James Brown,
yeah,
doing the, like,
oh my God.
The coon dancing.
Yeah. How does that make you feel?
So stupid, dude. Really, guys?
This
is what you can do with three black dudes. This is what you can do.
Because even if they want think they're like mid cutters, they don't treat any like white mid cutters like that. Yeah, they don't have like I can't think of a good thing, but they don't have like Bray Wyatt like fucking his cousin. You know what I mean? Like they're like, oh man, my cousin, like, just as good as a regular girl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but then you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, see like. Like, to me, it feels like they see, like, being black as, like, a character.
Yeah. It's because Vince McMahon is a 70-year-old white man who has been rich all his life.
But
like, he's dumb. He's brilliant, but he's dumb.
And in the meantime, they came out. So now, New Day comes out. They come out to this gospel song. And for no reason, just because that's the remnants of the racism, or whatever, of the just like, here's the only gimmick we can give you because you're black. And then they've made these awesome characters that are nothing to do with their fucking race at all, right? Like, and it's awesome.
They're just their
personalities. Like Xavier, they like love video games and like fantasy universe, and they're like, oh, let's just do all that. And you're like, why don't you just listen to
it right now?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm so happy for him because he's been like bland for 8 years.
I know,
and like he's killing it, dude. Here's the problem I have with New Day now, and it's not a problem with them as performers, because I think, like with anything, WWE is like, all right, these guys are hot, they're funny, now overdo it.
Yeah, now
I think they're being told
everything.
To do it.
Yeah.
The problem I have with New Day, and I thought WWE was going to do this. You remember, this was probably like a month or two ago, when they jumped John Cena and all them, and they showed that aggressive side.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, this is the turn they need. Yeah. Like, yeah, they're cool, they're fun,
but I agree.
They can beat your ass.
Yeah, I agree.
And then all of it is just... Now they're clowns.
And now they're clowns. Now they're clowns. Yeah. They're not scary at all. You don't have it all Biggie likes and the guy who's going for the five count. Like,
yeah,
which is like, dude, why not? Why can't they be clowns, but then when they get serious? Like,
dude.
Again, I bring up Star Wars all the time because, like, Star Wars is cool. When Star Wars is fun and funny, it's awesome. And then when once those light swords come out and Jedi show up, it's dead serious.
Yeah.
Why can't they do that?
Exactly.
Like, why can't they be like, when they, but they're like That's jokers, exactly but then like you get on their bad side? But instead, Xavier Woods gets hit, and he's like, falling down with a bucket falling on his head, like.
And that's WWE. That's creative, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's like, and also I think that their views of heel and face are so antiquated and stupid. It's like, why? Because they're a heel, do they have to be scared?
Right.
Why can't you be like?
They should be
Darth Vader.
People, dude, you have Big E Langston.
Why would he be scared?
He's huge.
He's huge.
He's
actually really short.
He is really short.
Yeah. But why would he be scared? Like, if they made them like goofs, and then someone was just like, they were goofs, and then it's like, you're making fun of us?
Right.
Oh, and then they just fuck him up.
Right.
That'd be good. Because now you have Biggie Langston, they have all this momentum. Biggie Langston could be a heavyweight title contender.
He could be.
If they just did it right.
His original gimmick, five count.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I wish they would bring him.
Yeah.
Like, I wish, dude, they had such a great opportunity after he left Ziggler.
Yeah.
A few years ago, AJ Lee and all of them, and, like, he won an IC title. And, like, I thought, like, at Extreme Rules, I think he was a championship holder. And they didn't give him, like, a five count match. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
Why not? That's such a great gimmick.
And yeah.
He killed it.
It was great. Who did the original five count?
I don't remember. Somebody.
It was, anytime I want to pull up the knowledge, I can't think about it. I think it's not George the Animal Steel. Anyway, that's going to annoy me for literally forever.
Until next time.
No, I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up.
And while you're looking that up, just got to say that I wish somebody would go to Chris Jericho and say, you know what, dude?
Time to hang it up.
It's time to hang it up. Let's give you one last hurrah and let's get
that. What about his belly sticking out of the bottom of that vest? I was like, Jesus, man.
Dude, like,
it's time to go back to the pants.
Yeah. Exactly right. It's time to go back to them pants, man. Like, it's time to go back to it. Just hang it up, man. Like, I hang it. It's time. It's time. He's born.
King Kong Bundy.
King Kong Bundy, yes.
I said George Animal Steel. Okay, whatever. I mean, Jericho, he's got to hang it up, definitely. The thing is that Jericho just loves to wrestle. He loves wrestling. He loves the business. I think he loves to get on the road and get away from his wife. Like, dressing up. He's dressing like such a douche. Like, the thing is, Jericho also is another example of a guy who is like, jump the shark or whatever, but has not got it back like The Rock. Because he's a guy who tried to transcend wrestling, didn't work out, and then comes back to wrestling. The Rock broke character to transcend wrestling.
Yeah.
It worked out. So then we're like, all right, we'll buy this new guy.
Right.
So you want to come back and say Ayatollah Rock and Roller? It's like, nah. The reason Ayatollah Rock and Roller worked is because you were that goofy character with the side, the front pony, and you were like a character. And now you're just like, I don't know, you're like a rock star who like pops in. I don't know.
Listen,
I feel like I'm disrespecting Jericho too much.
I love Jericho.
Considering
he's one of my favorites.
Jericho's amazing and like, he's a really great. He's a really great wrestler who he definitely hit some kind of ceiling, you know? But for me, it's like, I don't know. You're also going to do the podcast. It's too much.
It's too
much. Like when you're, I think what it is, is that like, it's the same thing. I was trying to wrap up, but it's the same thing like with Hollywood now, where with social media, where you're like, everyone's so like overexposed now to the point that's like, not only do these guys wrestle too much,
They're also
exposed to social media. So when they show up, when their music hits, it's like, well, he just was tweeting backstage.
Right.
So like that he's here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it's like, and like, so Jericho, it's like, oh, you can see his podcast. You can look at his music. You can do like this, that. It's like, well, then when he shows up at wrestling, it's not impressive. I see him tweeting every day.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, my example is always like Frank Sinatra. If you bumped into like Frank Sinatra, it was like, you like come in your pants instantly.
Right,
so like you're like, I can't believe that this person is real.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or like, you know, like some guys are really good at it. Like some people like Brad Pitt and your Angelina Jolie's, they still know how to like keep that stardom. Mm-hmm. Like where you're like, I just like stay in my island.
Right.
You like Leonardo DiCaprio. They do that and it's really smart.
Yeah.
But when you start being overexposed, it's dangerous.
Yeah. And
even like Soho has this podcast now. So when he shows up, but he doesn't show up to wrestling that much.
He doesn't.
So when he does, it's still like works.
It's still special,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if he wrestled and had a podcast, I bet he would say something on the podcast. I would hear it or like it would go viral and it would make it like, okay, you know?
Right. And even The Rock, like even though he's all over the place, like he doesn't really talk about wrestling. Outside of when he comes back.
But then when he shows up to wrestling, he is like...
He's there.
He assumes that...
Like everybody always says he's only here to promote a movie. I haven't heard Rock promote one movie since he's been back.
No. He's genuinely... Rock's very special. He's very special. He comes back. He's also... When he comes back, he's really prepared.
Yeah.
He assumes that role like really well. He keeps it... kind of fresh.
He keeps it kind of,
He keeps it kind of fresh.
I mean, he is still saying the same shit he's
saying. But he's such a huge star. It's different.
It's
what I'm saying.
It's still funny.
It worked because he transcended the business.
Exactly.
It, like, he was like, oh, I'm going to go off, but don't worry. I'll be back. This is my home. I'll be back. And he went, and then he did come back.
Yeah.
He was true to his word. It doesn't feel like he comes back because he didn't make it in another way.
Yeah.
That's the danger. It's like Jericho... If Jericho was a huge rock star, I don't know if he'd be back.
He wouldn't be. Nobody knows who the fuck Fozzy is.
I don't know. And I feel like it's unfair. Yeah, we do.
Right, we do.
I feel like it's unfair, and I admire him for taking that risk of like, I'm going to branch out. But it's like, it also, there's a risk reward.
Yeah.
The reward is that you get to be like bigger than wrestling.
Right.
And still have a fan base of wrestling. And then the risk is that you let everyone know that you don't like that you like you're done with this.
Yeah.
So like Batista comes back and everyone's like, "Yeah, you're a movie star," but it's like, "We know you're done with this."
Right. Yeah.
The only one who breaks that rule, no, he doesn't break this rule. Brock Lesnar fits this rule. I'm making this rule up as I go, but I think it's true. Brock Lesnar went to UFC, was like, "I'm done with." Became the champion.
Yeah.
He became the champion of UFC. He went into UFC and was like, it was the shit. So when he comes back, you're like, yeah, you were the man over there and you come back.
Yeah.
So I think that this is really harsh to Chris Jericho, but he's like not the man outside of wrestling.
No,
and then he comes back.
In any facet, he's not.
Yeah.
His podcast isn't even the best podcast.
No.
Like a former wrestler.
No.
Yeah. And like, yeah, we're shitting on Jericho. I love Jericho.
I feel like we're shitting on Jericho.
I love Jericho.
But there is,
well,
look.
But it's true.
It is true. It's like, that's a rule I'm making, is that when you branch out, when you leave the nest of wrestling, see, like Ric Flair never left. People still love Ric Flair.
Yeah.
He never tried to do anything else.
Undertaker's never left.
Nah, and people respect him, but when you start branching off, you start showing people that you like want to do something else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, to be honest.
It's unfair, but it's how it goes.
People hated The Rock for that for years.
Yeah.
Like, they even hate, I mean, recently, I appreciate The Rock again.
He lost me for like 5 years.
Yeah.
And then like of me being like, oh, all right, like you're going to be this like detached character who's like also I'm going to see here. You're going to be Dwayne Johnson. You're not going to be The Rock.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
cool.
It happened. Yeah,
well,
man.
Anyway, Jaquez, thanks for coming in, man. That was awesome talking to you.
Absolutely,
how can people find you?
Website is the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
Jaquez Neal. .com.
Okay.
You want me to spell it?
Yeah, you spell it.
JACQUISNEAL.
Cool.
.com.
And you're performing at UCB. You're on a mess hall team?
Yeah, mess hall team. Laser disc. Next
laser
show.
Disc. That's Let's... guaranteeing that you won't be around for that long.
Exactly.
Just like
Exactly. We're going to be hot while we're here, but we're going to be replaced, man.
You're only for rich people who have disposable income?
Exactly.
I got it.
When is our next show? Our next show, and we have other shows throughout the indie circuit, but our next show at UCB, January 24th.
Sweet.
So next Sunday.
Royal Rumble.
Hell yeah, dude, I'm watching it.
And Jaquez will not be at a show that night.
Dude, I almost missed one of our first shows to go to Hell in a Cell. And I was like, I don't want to be that guy.
That's amazing.
So I sold my tickets.
That's stupid.
But
I'm going.
Me and somebody on my team, we're watching Royal Rumble after our show.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
great.
It's going to be good.
All right, thanks for coming by, bro.
Awesome, bro.
Oh, yeah, you find me at D Black Attack. on Twitter. Tell me if you like the show. Tell me if you hate the show. We're on iTunes. Whenever iTunes has been good to me now. They're now posting my thing sooner because they know it's not smut. rate me on iTunes. Give me a 5-star rating. I'm a good guy. All right, kisses. Sexy, I've got the looks that drives the girls wild. I've got the moves that really move them. I said chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy.